compared to what we had in May last year, the food insecurity in the country has somewhat improved. We had in May last year more than 4.5 million people in emergency and in crisis. But as we talk now, we have 2.5 million people who are in emergency crisis. The reasons that the number has a bit gone down is because of the efforts of the UN agencies and other non-governmental organizations that are involved in providing food assistance and humanitarian assistance actually to these communities. Again, this year has been very special, although there has been a lot of fighting in some of the areas, especially in Greater Upper Nile. The rains had been good, and even few people in those areas of Upper Nile that cultivated were able to actually get little food from their production. But our areas of concern are Greater Upper Nile, especially Jonglei and Unity. In Jonglei, we have four counties that are very much of concern to us. We have Duk County, Ayot, Canal, and Fangak. These counties, they still remain in emergency levels, and we're really concerned about them. And then in Unity, we have Robkona and Mayom. These counties are remaining in that situation because of access. There is a limited humanitarian access to these areas because of the ongoing conflict.
Yeah. Is there any plan to improve this situation there?
Well, this situation can only improve when the warring parties adhere to the agreements that access is not denied to the humanitarian actors so that they can deliver food and other basic necessities for the communities there. Another issue is in Lakes. Lakes has been one of a very volatile area of late because of inter-clan fighting. And although there had been a lot of inter-clan fighting, our visits to those areas showed that Lakes had very good production of groundnuts. And although sorghum is less, but nevertheless, the inter-clan fighting has affected the state. Again, Warrap. Warrap this year has performed better than last year, but the problem of flood in some of the areas affected the crop. And even if they did better, some of the farmers had less areas were cropped because they thought the situation of last year was going to come back, because last year there was drought and the crops couldn't perform well. So these are our areas of concern. Yeah, but otherwise the situation this year in the country as we speak now is a bit better. But to me, I would say this is temporary. This has to be temporary, because if the situation improves as far as insecurity is concerned, then this situation may continue to remain as the humanitarian activities continue to flow in with the help of the UN agencies and the international agencies.